It's the beginning of a new academic year at Georgia's colleges and universities. Students are arriving on campuses all over the state, and most states, including Georgia, have cut funding to public colleges and universities since the recession. Well, that usually means tuition goes up, and as Martha Dalton reports, a new study says fewer students will be able to go to college if states don't reverse that trend.
The report from the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says tuition at Georgia's public schools has increased 75% since 2008. In January, lawmakers asked University System Chancellor Steve Wrigley about Georgia's rising tuition. He said officials have tried to keep costs low.
Tuition in Georgia compared to peer states, I think, is 24, 25% less.
For the student in Georgia that's trying to afford college, that's not necessarily a comforting narrative to hear.
Michael Mitchell authored the report. He says Georgia had lower tuition rates to start with, so a 75% jump is still a lot for some families to bear. To help out, the study says states should put more money toward colleges and offer stronger financial aid programs. Martha Dalton, WAB News.